Chapter 1. Born and Born Again. George Whitefield was born in 1714 in the Bell Inn at Gloucester, a three-story structure with a breadth of some 200 feet, a busy dining room and tavern. It was the finest hostelry in all that part of England. Its great room was used for entertainments and the staging of plays, and several outstanding people were among its patrons. Under the hand of Thomas Whitefield, George's father, the Bell prospered. The poor rate charged against him, an indicator of a man's income, was as high as that of anyone in the parish, and twice as high as most. Thomas and his wife Elizabeth had each been brought up in comfortable circumstances. For some years, Thomas's father had lived retired on a country estate, and there Thomas had spent his boyhood. Elizabeth came from two respectable Bristol families, several of her relatives filling important civic offices, and the wills written by some revealed that they were very well off. The Whitefields saw not only their business prosper, but their family too. There were born to them first five boys, then a girl, and finally the boy they named George. The home was of an upper-middle-class character, and the family was among Gloucester's more prominent citizens. When George was a child of two, however, his father passed away. His mother took over the management of the inn, and the business continued to prosper. The poor rate that she paid remained at its high level. Whitefield's first biographer, Dr. Gillies of Glasgow, says, "He was regarded by his mother with a peculiar tenderness and educated with more than ordinary care. After being put to school at an early age, he attended a school known as the College, associated with Gloucester Cathedral. At the age of 12, he was enrolled at the school attached to the Whitefields Parish Church, St. Mary de Crypt. There he first revealed a native eloquence and was chosen to make speeches before the city council when it visited the school. What kind of boy was George Whitefield? We have some knowledge of his boyhood from an account that he wrote later, in which he describes his early years. Like John Bunyan and several other outstanding Christians, he undoubtedly exaggerates his tendencies towards evil. Its opening paragraphs read, "I can truly say I was brutish from my mother's womb. Lying, filthy talking, and foolish jesting I was much addicted to. Sometimes I used to curse, if not swear. Stealing from my mother I thought no theft at all. Numbers of Sabbaths I have broken, and generally used to behave myself very irreverently in God's sanctuary. Much money have I spent in plays, cards, and reading romances were my heart's..."